Hello, this is Elisa with One Extraordinary Marriage, and we're in week zero, laying the foundation. And today's video is all about a trip down memory lane. You know, when we find ourselves, when you find your marriage in crisis, it's easy to forget about all the good things. It's easy to forget about where you've come from and where you've been in the past and those feelings that the two of you had for one another. And yet, when you take the time to remember what mattered then, what was truly important to you at that point in time, when you were just getting to know each other, when you were courting, when you were newly married, it allows you to refocus on what was good then so that you can bring those good feelings into your present and into your future. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter if you've been married 2 years or 40 years. Where you started and those feelings that you had with one another are just as important then, or just as important now as they were then, and they can be rekindled. So let's take a look at some of these questions and why it's important to kind of relive. And I'm going to share a little bit of my story and Tony's story just so you can get an idea of what this exercise will look like for the two of you. We met in, for Tony and I, it was 1994 at the University of Colorado Boulder, and it was an internship program where my program had rented his fraternity house, and he was our morning cook. It still brings a smile to my face when I think about him getting up after our late night of partying to make scrambled eggs in the morning. When I first saw him or her, I remember thinking, now to go back in time, Tony had a shaved head, round, really small glasses, and a big goatee. And I just remember thinking, who is this mountain man? We were in Boulder, and I'd grown up in the Midwest. So this guy that lived in Boulder, Colorado was like the epitome of the mountain man with the, you know, Merrell boots and all of this kind of stuff. That's what I pictured when I first saw him. Next question. I was attracted to his or her. For some of you, it might be the smile. It might be the eyes. It might be the legs, the arms, the generosity of spirit, the just way that he or she made you laugh. Whatever it is in your marriage, write it down. On our first date, what did you do? For Tony and I, we went to this little restaurant in Boulder called First Walk. And I'll never forget it because we were sitting outside and Tony had ordered the poo-poo platter, and on the poo-poo platter were these spring rolls. Well, Tony picked up a spring roll. It was so hot that, you know, when something's hot, you just immediately let go. Well, he let it go. It dropped onto his plate and rolled off the floor, but we weren't inside. We were eating outside, so it's, you know. But keep in mind, we were in our 20. He had just turned 21. I was 20, so, you know, poor college students. So he picks that spring roll up and proceeds to eat it right in front of me. I knew then that this was a guy that had a lot of tenacity. He or she was the kind of person who, what is it about your love that you remember? You know, were they the kind of person that was always doing for somebody else? Were they the kind of person who was quick with a laugh? Did they take care of their parents? Did they always include others? What was it about your love that you just always remember them doing? I always felt blank when we were together. Did you feel valued, special, just on top of the world? What were the feelings that you had? How did your love make you feel when you spent time together? I mean, I still remember just the giddiness when I knew that Tony was coming over, or, you know, getting those phone calls from him when we were long distance where, you know, somebody said, hey, Tony's on the phone. I'm sprinting to the phone because I couldn't wait to talk to him. I knew he or she was the one when. And for us, I'll never forget it. We were sitting in Chautauqua, which is an area there outside of Boulder, and we're up on a rock. There are clouds below us, and Tony's telling me about his family and just some of the challenges that they'd faced. And I remember thinking, this is the guy I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. This is somebody who cares so deeply about family, who values family. And that was something that I knew I wanted in a future spouse. On our wedding day, I remember thinking, what did you think that first time that you saw your husband or your wife to be? What did you think when you were pronounced man and wife? How did you feel about your future together on that day? What's one word to describe your early years? You know, for us, it was struggling. You know, we struggled financially. We struggled in the areas of physical intimacy. We had a lot of struggle in our early years. My favorite memory of the two of us. What is your favorite memory? Did you take a trip somewhere that was just one crazy adventure after another? Was it the time that, you know, maybe you were sick and he or she took care of you? Was it the first time that you saw them holding your child? What is your favorite memory of your spouse? Or of the two of you? And the reason this one is so important is because it's probably been a long time since you've shared that memory with them, that you've shared why that was so significant to you. And the last question, if I could recapture one time in our marriage, it would be when? What was that golden moment for you? What was that time when it just seemed like everything was right? It's kind of like that favorite memory, but you know, this one is actually talking about recapturing a time because, you know, it's so easy to look back and go, oh, that was perfect. You know, that one time when, you know, we had enough money and the kids were sleeping through the night and our jobs were going well. I want you to think about that period of time because whatever that is, throughout Rescue My Marriage today, we're going to be working on bringing that back into your present. Because it doesn't just have to be a memory. I mean, this whole worksheet was called A Trip Down Memory Lane. And the reason why is that we want to bring the feelings, the positive feelings from those memories, we want to bring them into your present and into your future. So thank you for watching this video. Make sure that you take the time to answer these questions. And if you've got time this week, to actually share the answers with your spouse. It's so important that they know what's going on in your head. They can't read your mind. We're going to be talking about that in a future video. So don't make them, you know, put aside the time to just share your worksheets so that the two of you can truly connect. And see you on the next video.